the hell is that? God, I hate these fucking ads. Where is it? Oh my God.
Do you need a minute?
Okay, it's not that one. Oh my God. Jesus Christ, I hate that.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello,
punch it, Chewy. Keep going. Go ahead. Keep going.
Are you done? All right. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. You look relaxed for once.
Do I? Yeah, just a few more hours. Almost over. Almost over.
Your big secret project. That we all ever know about.
Exactly. 3 days closer to vacation.
That's right.
Where I can listen to the stress of my family.
Well, see, but you're going into that knowing that that's what you're going to have to deal with.
Yes.
Like, you have nobody to blame for that but yourself.
Well, it's, you know, and Catholic guilt.
I guess. I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, because... is there such a thing as atheist guilt?
No.
No?
Nope.
Maybe there should be. You should work on that.
What am I supposed to feel guilty about?
Not believing in God.
Oh, okay. If you say so.
I think that's enough to be guilty.
See, but like... I don't know. Never mind. I wouldn't even start.
Why not?
Because.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Because we argue about atheism enough.
Oh, all right. We don't argue about it.
Well, we don't, but we talk about it.
We talk about it, yes. All right, so what else we got? What's going on in your world, huh?
That's it. Good night, folks.
What's going on?
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
I had another rousing rendition of Why Do All the Weird People Talk to Chris this week.
Oh, really?
Yes. We went into a furniture store. We went into a furniture store that had opened a couple of months ago in town, and we had never been in there. So we walked in, and this dude comes running up to us, shaking my hand, introducing himself, and, have you ever been here before? And this is how the store is laid out. And go look around. I won't bug you. And on five...
Oh, God, I hate that shit.
And five separate occasions, he came up with, I forgot to mention. And I was like, okay. And on the third time, I turned to my wife and I said, if he does it one more time, we're leaving. Well, she went around the store and she was coming up and she goes, oh, I haven't gone up the center aisle. And I was like, you fucking suck. Because who was up the center aisle? This guy. And I'm like, oh.
Your new friend.
So then he was like, I made the mistake of sitting down in one of the recliners. And he came running over and he goes, oh, you got to come over and try this one seat. And I was like, no, I really don't. And he's like, yeah, you just got to try it. And I was like, if I don't do it, he's just going to fucking keep on me. So I sat down in the seat and I was like, yeah, this is great. And he goes, look, it rocks. And it was like two recliners, like side by side connected, and they each rocked independently of each other. And he was like, we're the only store that carries this. And I was like, oh, okay. And I got up and I was like, yeah, I got to go find my wife. And then he comes running over again. And he's like, oh, I forgot to mention that if you want anything, we have layaway and we have this and you can do no money down. And we have our own bank. And I'm like, okay, we're leaving. But he didn't fucking, like, people kept coming in and he didn't go up to any of them. Just
me. He liked you.
I was like, what the fuck? Why do the idiots always come and find me?
There's something about you.
What
there
the fuck?
There just is. You're an idiot attractor.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know, you should be used to it by now.
It's not that you can't get used to something like that. There is no way for you, for somebody to sit there and be like, when it happens, I guess I get this look on my face where my wife starts to laugh at me because it's like, it's happening again. This fucking moron has glommed onto me for some reason.
Yeah?
Everywhere I go.
I mean, you know, I you should be happy that people feel comfortable just talking to you.
But I don't. And I don't know what to do about it.
Stop bathing.
I'm tired of it.
You're tired of not bathing?
No, I'm tired of having people come up and talk to me for no reason.
Well, when people walk up to you, just put your finger up and go, don't. Why not?
I thought about maybe acting retarded.
That's always fun. Or if you have Tourette's, like start biting your ear.
Whoop.
There you go. That works.
Oh, that brings back memories.
The old days.
Pretending to have Tourette's on the back patio. Yelling at people as they walk by. Oh, the good times we had. We worked together.
I still do that.
Do you?
I still do that. Yeah.
People go, there's that weird guy, John.
Exactly. It's much better than, there's that weird guy, Chris. I'm going to go talk to him.
I guess, after staying away from you.
Yes, I prefer you to stay away. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Not you, you know, no. The freaks.
Yeah, fine, whatever. The show's mm-hmm. over. So, little hiccup with my short film.
Uh-oh, what happened?
So, I went to work on the script the other night, which happened to be on my iPad.
And
it turned out that my daughter had deleted the entire program to write the scripts with. And with all the scripts. So, a little setback as I had to rewrite the whole thing.
So you don't have any backups anywhere?
She's never touched that program before.
Really? Well, surprise, Daddy.
Yes. Yes, it was quite the surprise as I was sitting there at midnight going, where the fuck's my script?
What the? At midnight?
At midnight. Oh. I'm a night owl. I'm my most creative at night.
Oh, that's what she said.
Uh-huh. You know it.
Uh-huh.
So, fortunately, I have most of it. I had most of it in my head, and I just have to get it back out now. But I may start with the Star Wars short first.
Yes.
Just as a way to cushion it. I'm still looking to shoot the big one towards the end of the summer, but...
Okay.
My pre-production process has been temporarily set back.
That's sad.
It is. Yeah, I was kind of pissed. So now you
can't...
And was
this like the night before Father's Day, or...?
No. No.
No?
But, now on my iPad, you can't delete anything without a passcode.
Now on your iPad, you shouldn't be able to access it without a passcode.
Well, she watches YouTube and stuff, so.
On your iPad?
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to get her own.
You want to buy?
She's what, three?
You want to buy her one there, Uncle John? Just saying.
I got a Galaxy Note still sitting in the package because I haven't bothered to open it yet, and I've had it for a few weeks.
Yeah, we've talked about it, but it's going to be one of those things that when I buy a new one, she'll get my old one.
And you'll delete everything on it just to spite her?
Yes, that's right.
Hey, take that!
Here you go.
Yeah, you little biatch.
Hey, don't talk about my daughter like that. That's wrong, John.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
I'm just saying. Were you sad in this week, John? By the
over what?
By the passing
Casey
of a legend?
Casey Kasem's death or Harrison Ford's breaking his ankle?
Well, we'll talk about both, but let's start with Casey Kasem. Okay.
Well, you know what I was sad about was the screwed up way he went.
The fact that you could technically have one of your kids be like, my dad said that he doesn't want to eat anymore because it's just prolonging his crappy life, so let's kill him.
Yes. 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 And, I mean, do people know who his wife
was?
Was? Jean Kasem?
Yeah, she was the crazy blonde chick from Cheers and
yes,
and Ghostbusters.
Yes.
And that's like the extent of her career.
Well, she was sucking off the top 40 teeth.
Yeah.
Why did she need any other thing?
Did you see the video that they posted, the family posted, of when they went to go get him? And she was throwing raw meat at them?
Yeah. Crazy.
I've seen some crazy shit in my day, but like throwing out raw meat and yelling Bible verses at people.
Well, you know, people are whack whack.
She was the one, she was like, oh, I didn't kidnap him to Washington State. We're on vacation. And it's like the dude can't walk.
Or talk.
Or talk.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes. That's a little quite weird. Yeah, so. It's sad. Now he's gone.
Hang on 1 second. It's a stop. I can't find
stop.
I can't find my mouse. Hang on.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait. All right, so we're talking about Casey Kasem, right?
We're talking about Casey Kasem.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird fucked up thing. And, like, he went fast.
Well, not really. I mean, this thing started back in October.
Yeah, but she just didn't... they just got the okay to, like, take him off of food.
And bam.
And he dropped dead in, like, 3 days.
Well, that's what happens when you kill your father. I mean, isn't that how do you justify that in your mind?
Well, apparently the story is that he had some kind of living will that said if it's just prolonging my existence, it's not quality of life, it's quantity, I don't want to live.
Yeah, but still, I do not think I could take a parent off of life support. Or brother or sister or anything like that.
I don't think I could do it if he was still somewhat coherent. Like, if somebody says he's brain dead, there's nothing going on.
So it wouldn't be like the Terri Schiavo thing in Florida where the girl was kept alive even though she was like a yam.
Yeah, see, that's not worth it.
And the parents were like, oh my God, you can still look at her. There's a balloon in the room and her eyes are following it. No, she's just rolling her eyes going, kill me.
Well, apparently that's what Casey Kasem was doing.
Well, more power to him. But, I mean, have...
What?
I mean, have you seen his wife? Well... Here's a picture from 2007 that we'll also put up on the blog, because I'll put it up on the blog.
Yes, because you're good at that.
I am good at that.
Look, I do. I have to put the show up and stuff.
Priorities, people. Priorities.
Well, just saying.
So here, take a look at this picture of her from 2007. I'm not sure, but I think she's smuggling twins.
Let's see. Oh my. Holy shit.
And you good listeners, you can
go to the Facebook page and see it.
Go to the Facebook page and take a look at this. The article is titled "The Sad Strange Battle Over Radio Legend Casey Kasem." And now, America's Top 10.
And now, long distance dedication.
That's right.
And he was other things. He did the voice of Shaggy in Scooby-Doo.
He did.
He was Robin in Super Friends.
That's right.
He was Mark on Battle of the Planets, which was later called G-Force. And apparently he did a number of characters on Transformers. Oh, what a shame. Although he died at 82. Which,
yeah, I mean, that's a pretty decent life.
Yeah, and he was worth a shitload of money, too, at the end.
Well, that's why she was
fighting over
taking him on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the sad part of it, when, you know, they say it's for good, but you know what they're really after, right?
Well, I mean, he was diagnosed with, what's this thing called, Lewy body dementia?
Is that what Louis C.K. has?
No.
Oh.
It's dementia associated with Parkinson's disease.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, he did have real problems, but, you know, I'm sure not enough to just be like, you know what, Dad should be dead.
I don't know. I think that, you know, there should be a reset button somewhere.
Well, you know, it's kind of weird because, like, the kids fought over getting the right to pretty much kill their dad.
Yes.
And then the last entry in Wikipedia is Casey's body was handed over to his widow, who's making the funeral arrangements.
Well, yeah, because now they don't want it. She's going to have him stuffed like Roy Rogers had with Trigger.
And just stick him in the corner somewhere?
And just stick him in the corner as like a hat rack?
Well, nobody's seen him in quite a number of years either, so God only knows
what
he looks
like.
Well, it's
like Dick Clark, you know? Dick Clark disappearing? And then those two freaky twins saw him? And they say, oh, he don't look good.
Happy do ya. Let's roll him out once a year.
The Puckett Girls?
The Puckett Girls.
You'll
actually
remember.
According to his Wikipedia page, he was doing voiceover as late as 2013.
But was he really?
That, is
or was
that
his
right?
wife doing it?
She was working him like a puppet?
This is Casey Kasem with a long-distance dedication. I want to hear you roar.
Nice. Yeah, apparently his last voiceover was in 2013.
And what was it?
Colton his Rogers last... on Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated.
His last voiceover was...
That's terrible.
But true.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That's sad, isn't it?
At the age of 80, he was still doing voiceover work.
And then he went downhill.
Yeah. It's all because he couldn't use his voice.
That could be it. Think about it. That'd be sad.
Ah, Scoob. Zoinks, yo.
It's sad. Well, you know. So long.
So now the next one will have to be, who's the dude that took over for Dick Clark?
Oh, please. Please.
Ryan
Seacrest is next to die.
Yeah. Then who will do New Year's?
That boring guy. Carson?
Carson Daly?
Yes.
Although everybody who... One of the best YouTube clips is him flipping out in the recording studio. You've heard that, right?
Yes.
You must have heard that. That is one of the funniest fucking things I think I've ever heard.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you that the next three celebrities to die will be R&B guitarist Wilco Johnson, evangelist Billy Graham, who's 90 fucking six.
Wow.
And Eli Wallach, who played Mr. Freeze on the old Batman series, who is 99.
Wow.
So, let's see. Oh, of course, Valerie Harper is number 11, but she's clear of cancer, so probably not. Maybe this list isn't right.
What list are you reading?
I am looking at deathlist.net.
Okay.
And there's the Deathlist 2014, which has a list of celebrities ranked from 1 to whatever, 1 to 50, uh-huh. as to who's going to go next. So, you know, Ed Asner, look out, you're number 48.
I wonder how they figure this out, because, like, number 4 is Sam Simon, who's only 59.
But does he have something wrong with him?
So why, how come Wilco Johnson is number 1 and Luis Rainer, who's 104, is number 8?
Well, because she's led a clean life. but apparently he's, Sam Simon is not doing well.
Oh.
A couple of weeks ago, he posted a picture of a bottle of his drained abdominal fluids.
Oh, nice.
On his Twitter account. So, yeah. Wait, is he dead? No.
Oh, I liked the fact that when somebody dies, they put a little skull and crossbones next to their name.
Like they did next to Mickey Rooney?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's good to know because, you know, maybe you're not aware. You just look down the list and go, oh, crap, I lost the poll. Damn it.
Stan Lee's on here. Christopher Lee's on here. It's all about the Lees.
It's all about the Lees. All about the Lees. So why is Wilco Johnson next to go? Next in line?
Yes, why?
He has terminal cancer and is refusing chemo.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So there you have it.
That will do it. Are you reading the discussion?
Yes.
I like the name of the top person. It's apparently somebody named Vinegar Tits.
is that her picture?
I don't know. But if I thought I could get away with calling the episode Vinegar Tits, I would. But I don't think.
You? Would it be censored?
I think it might be.
Oh, no Vinegar Tits for you. that's awful. That's terrible. So, yeah, there you go. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm waiting for number 5 because I thought Zsa Zsa was ready to die quite a while ago.
She's 97.
And yeah, and she's been bedridden with her crazy husband for at least the last 8 years.
What if she's really dead and he's just, like, keeping her stuffed in the bed?
That could quite possibly be true if you knew all about the Prince, von Anhalt?
What is that?
That's her husband. He's a prince.
Oh, okay.
But he's he's it's really weird to explain because he's only a prince because he was adopted as an adult in 1980 by Princess Marie Auguste of Anhalt.
Holy shit.
And, yeah, that's kind of weird. He is often found in the pages of, like, the Star magazine or the Inquirer magazine. At one point, there was a picture of him tie-wrapped to his steering wheel in his underwear because apparently three women robbed him at gunpoint while he was sitting in his Rolls Royce.
Nice.
So, yeah. He's really weird, and people have thought for years that he's been keeping her prisoner against her will. And now she's just Yeah, old.
She's stuffed in the corner.
She is stuffed in the corner, just like Trigger.
Well, she's been, this website's been around a while, because if you go to her discussion page,
yeah,
the first entry is February of 2005.
Which would be about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
9 years ago. Yeah. He was trying to sell her mansion with the stipulation that she gets to live out the rest of her life in it. So here, pay my mortgage until my meal ticket dies.
Yes, that's exactly what that is.
So it's kind of sad, even though Zsa Zsa's kind of a bitch. She doesn't deserve that.
Well, she can't be anything more than like
a vegetable. She's a yam.
At this point, she is.
It's yammy Zsa Zsa. I've told you my Zsa Zsa story, right?
You might have. Tell it again.
Oh, it is my most magical moment. I was working at a certain place, and she was a featured celebrity. And her trailer was opposite where our break trailer space was.
Okay.
And one day she was wearing that. She had a really big ass. She and her sister Ava used to snipe at each other in like the Inquirer. She would say things like, "There comes a point in a woman's life where she has to either take care of her face or her body." And Zsa Zsa chose the face.
Nice.
She was wearing this really flowy kind of beachy skirt thing, and she had to get a step up to get into her trailer. Well, she was having trouble getting her foot up onto the little platform thingy. So she pulled up her skirt, and she had more and more difficulty, so the skirt went higher, higher, and higher. And let's just say I saw the Hungarian poodle. She was wearing nylons, but nothing under them.
Nice.
And I will always treasure that moment, that brush with celebrity. Because it just, you know, it just sums up the sad existence of your life when a washed up Hollywood square moons you. So I could have been worse. Could have been Paul Lynn. I could have had the center square.
That's true.
Instead, I got the lower left. But, oh well.
Aw.
That's my life.
Poor John.
I know. Very sad. Very sad. And that's burned into my memory for now.
I'm sure it is.
So, I will always see that.
Was she hairy?
I told you it was a Hungarian poodle. Either that or she had a mullet in her pants.
Oh, that's nice.
And hey, you were pushing it, babe. There you go. You asked. You got.
Just wonder, was it... No, never mind. I won't even go there.
There was no breeze. How's that? Hey, moving on. Hey, what happened on the set of Star Wars this week?
A piece of set got pissed off at Harrison Ford.
Apparently.
Is it poetic justice that he was taken out by the Millennium Falcon?
I don't know. Justice, or was that ironic? Isn't that ironic? Like rain on your wedding day, getting crushed by the Falcon.
Oh, Jesus.
No?
No.
Okay.
No. I like the fact that they said, though, that it's not going to slow the production down, which means he's probably got no walking scenes whatsoever.
Well, it says he's going to be laid up for 2 months, 8 weeks.
They can prop him up in the Millennium Falcon cockpit. And
isn't that what they were going to do to begin with?
Well, that's why it's not going to slow him down.
Right.
They're just like, whatever. It's not like he's, you know, no lightsaber duel or anything.
Right. Well, yeah, he's just going to sit there in the cantina and shoot.
You know, that would be kind of cool if J.J. Abrams did do a thing where Han shoots first.
Sure.
They go back to the cantina, and he's sitting there with his foot up. And
you see the big boot cast on it?
Yeah, and one of some bounty hunter comes up, and he just shoots him.
Yes.
As of 10 hours ago, he could miss up to 8 weeks of filming.
Yes, that's sad.
I guess Calissa Flockhart flew from the U.S. to be by her husband's side. You know,
why
to feed
the hell
him.
Wasn't she there? What is she doing? Why would she not already be there with all the other geriatric wives?
Well, doesn't she have like a? Don't they have a kid or something?
Oh God! His name's Dusty. I do not know. I don't think I want to know.
You don't want to know?
I don't think so.
I do think it was... It. Apparently, he did it walking up the ramp of the Millennium Falcon.
How sad is that? Hey, is. Harrison. How you doing?
Oh, it's just like old time. Ow, motherfucker.
Damn osteoporosis. I should have taken my Boniva. I'll be more like, damn osteoporosis. Should have taken my Boniva.
If it's even that clear. He's just mumbling.
Yeah, right. He just mumbles. Yes.
That's always the thing about, like, when they did Indiana Jones 4.
Yes.
And you can tell, if you watch the movie, you can tell that they went back and re-recorded all of his lines. Because it doesn't match any other dialogue in the movie.
Right. Yes. Like, Harrison, could you speak up? Speak up! Never mind.
I'm sure a director is like, fuck, we gotta ADR all of this crap.
Yeah, right.
He's saving the performance for the sound booth. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sure. They have one child, Liam, who she adopted.
Oh, so okay. But I know he does have a kid. I guess his kid owns a restaurant or something in L.A. And he's somewhat
of a
children. Famous chef. What was his name? Benjamin Ford, was it?
He's In-N-Out Ford.
Yeah, Ben Ford is he owns a thing called Ford's Filling Station.
In Culver City.
Yeah.
His son Willard is the co-owner of Ford and Ching.
Wow.
He was kind of a late bloomer, though. His oh, those are his grandchildren. Never mind. So he has two kids from the first wife, two kids from the second wife.
Uh-huh.
So apparently Calista's got to step it up. I mean, what else is she going to do? She could get a role of playing like one of those troll dolls on a pencil. The big head. She could be a bobblehead.
Well, come on. She's just hanging on to Harrison Ford.
She'll well, apparently not tight enough because he fucking fell.
You know, he'll when he kicks, she'll get all that money. She'll sell all the airplanes and all the helicopters and make a mint.
Marry Never somebody have age to work appropriate. Again.
Sure.
Cause he's how old?
He's 71.
And she's 50. That's gross. Cause 71 does not go into 50 that often. And if it does, oh, that's awful. Ew. Ew, ew, ew. Apparently, her last acting gig was in the Penguins of Madagascar.
Yeah, there you go.
On the TV version, not even like one of the movies.
She was on that Brothers and Sisters show that was on.
She was on Brothers and Sisters, and she was in Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
And there you have her career.
And she was also in The Birdcage.
She was in The Birdcage. That's a great movie. I love The Birdcage.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It is a good one.
Fuck, what was I going to say?
I don't know. What were you going to say?
Oh, I don't remember. Fuck, never mind. You know, something about Calista Flockhart, but I can't remember now.
Can't remember.
Sorry. Well, oh, I know what I was going to say. When she was born, he was already 21. That's gross.
That's creepy. Can you imagine if I, like, at 21, he's like, I'm going to marry her.
Oh, look at that bald little kid. Mm.
Look at that big head.
She's tasty. I'm going to fuck her one day.
Snakes. Infants. Why did it have to be infants?
So, okay, wait a minute. Let's see. Wow, where did she go? Come here. So she was born in 1964.
Uh-huh.
So let's see if... Oh, come on, Internet Movie Database. Don't let me down. Okay. Let's see. So that was only 2 years away from him getting his first part.
Okay.
The year she was born. He got his first part in 1966. That's disgusting. Not as quite as disgusting as, like, you know, he's doing a chick that wasn't born until after Star Wars came out. That would be even worse.
Yeah, but typical for Hollywood.
It would be. He's had a weird career. He's picked, like, some really odd choices for somebody who's in his position.
Such as?
Well, I mean, so he hits it big in Star Wars, and then he does, well, Apocalypse Now isn't bad, but, like, he does more American Graffiti. And then he has all the Star Wars and Indiana Jones fame, and then he goes and does, like, Mosquito Coast.
But that, he was a nominee for Best Actor.
Was he?
Yes.
Frantic?
Oh, then he did Frantic. Frantic was good.
Was it?
Frantic starred...
Working Girl? Come on.
Working Girl was good. Regarding Henry was good. Ritz.
You know, you know who wrote Regarding Henry, don't you?
Henry Turner.
J.J. Abrams.
No. Oh, he did?
He wrote Regarding Henry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man's a genius.
Well, he later would be. That wasn't his finest work, but...
Hasn't made too many bad choices.
The Devil's Own? Come on. Air Force One sucked. 6 Days, Seven Nights was terrible.
Well, that was with that nut job. What was her name?
Anne Heche. K-19, The Widowmaker? Come on. Hollywood Homicide?
Oh, come on. He played Jethro the Bus Driver in Water to Wine.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull? Come on. What the fuck was he thinking?
That was my favorite.
He was really unwatchable in Ender's Game. I don't know if you saw that.
I never saw Ender's Game.
Oh, nope. Don't even bother. Don't even.
Cowboys and Aliens? Come on.
That was all right.
Yeah.
That movie suffered from the fact that that movie had been in development for like 15 years or something. And by the time Favreau got it, it was just a jumbled mess of shit. And they were like, yeah. Well, he worked on Iron Man, so let's see him do this. I guess that movie that he was going to do about Disney isn't going to happen now.
Which movie was that?
It was about Disneyland when you locked up at night, like everything came to life. It was kind of like the Ben Stiller movie.
Oh, was it based on the Ridley Pearson books?
Maybe.
The what are those called? Keepers of the Kingdom?
Books. I guess.
Books? Oh, I'm sorry. We had to explain this for some of our readers, our listeners.
Yeah, some of our readers.
Some of our readers don't know what books are.
We're getting the podcast transcribed for everybody.
Yes.
Because it's just that interesting.
It'll be delivered on a papyrus scroll. Look that up. Yeah.
Let's see. It was called Magic Kingdom.
Oh, I never heard of that.
It was a live action project. Hang on. Where the fuck did it go? And I guess he was meeting with Pixar to, I guess, maybe do the visual effects.
Harrison Ford was going to do the visual effects?
No, this is Jon Favreau.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it just fell apart.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
So that's why that other movie got made instead on the guy's camcorder.
You know, that's on Netflix now?
It's also available in the stores.
You can buy
it at Walmart.
Yeah, he sold it to Netflix. But, well, I mean, we've known people that can sell shit to Netflix.
Yes, because Netflix buys shit all the time. Oh, it was supposed to be Disney's answer to A Night at the Museum.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This was in 20... Very bizarre, because there is a kid series of books called The Kingdom Keepers, which is about stuff that goes on in the parks after park closes.
Okay.
But it's a, you know, preteen kind of adventure thing.
People are banging on It's a Small World?
No, it's stuff like all the pirates come to life and, you know, the villains are real and they're stalking, trying to take over the kingdom and all that kind of stuff.
Because I think this was right on the heels of Cowboys and Indians, or Cowboys and Aliens.
Cowboys and Indians, that was my favorite.
And I think because awesome that underperformed, Disney got cold feet or something.
Could be.
Because, I mean, as of March, he said that he still wanted to do Magic Kingdom.
Interesting. Okay, well, good for him.
Yeah.
Whatever. What else has Favreau done that's been successful?
Swingers. He was
Iron Man.
Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy. Rudy. Rudy.
He directed Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, Cowboys and Aliens, that new movie that just came out, Chef.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some stuff under his belt.
All right, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Awesome.
4 inches of solid Favreau.
Just saying. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like the United States won their match.
Woohoo!
Sure. Or is it still going on? Whatever. I don't like soccer. Fuck them.
You don't like soccer?
No. My thing's hockey, and hockey's over for the season, so.
You're un-American.
I am not. Hockey's American. Well, it's more Canadian, but.
See? There you go.
Whatever.
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 Whatever. Hey, Bert.
Hey.
How are your pigeons?
You're weird.
Yes. Well, Godzilla made $36 million at the Chinese box office.
Of course.
Did it even come close to that here?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Let's find out. I can't believe fucking 22 Jump Street made $60 million.
Well, why wouldn't it? I mean, you could have Channing Tatum shit in a bag and it would make $60 million.
Well, they did that. It's called 22 Jump Street.
See? My case in point.
Where is Godzilla? Godzilla. There we go.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. It made $191 million domestically and $248 million foreign. So it's at half a billion dollars right now. Which means I'll definitely be a part two.
Well, thank God for that.
I mean, its production budget was only 160, and if you double that for marketing, they're still over, so it is a box office smash. As opposed to the new Tom Cruise film, which is dying pretty quickly.
And it looked pretty good. Well, okay, I have to say that any movie where Tom Cruise gets killed repeatedly is a good movie for me. So I was, you know, I was expecting good things.
So as of right now, its production budget was $178 million.
Yes.
It has grossed worldwide $238. So if you take in affect marketing costs, it will not make its money back, at least not in the theater.
Interesting.
And I guess How to Train Your Dragon 2 didn't do very well either.
Now see, and I've heard good things about that too.
Yeah. They don't list their production budget, so it only made $26 million worldwide.
What are they hiding from us?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, that voice cast has to be really fucking expensive anyway.
You think?
Well, I mean, some of them, like Jonah Hill, isn't going to just do a voiceover role for little to no money anymore. I mean, that's why.
But maybe he does.
You think so? You think he's one of those guys that's like, well, fuck it.
You know, I want something my kids can see if a woman ever touches me, you know.
Kristen Wiig is probably up there in salary.
But,
Kate Blanchett?
She's all right.
I mean, there has to be some in there. Like, a lot of that production budget has to probably go into the voice cast.
Well, you know it's not being paid to the animators.
No, not
come
at all.
On.
Not at all.
I mean, you get a couple of Chinese kids and they can make you a hit movie on a Nintendo. Or something like that.
If you ever want to see how easy it is, and I say that knowing how difficult it actually is.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you watch any of, because the kid is real into those Disney, like, fairy movies. Like the Tinkerbell stuff. If you watch the end credits of that, they're all Indian names.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, you know, even Disney's like, well, we have our own animation studio, but it's cheaper and faster and looks a little better if we just send it overseas.
Right.
Fuck the Americans. Who cares?
Hey, it's all about the Benjamins.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but if you turn around and you look at what they did with Frozen... I mean, Frozen made $1 billion.
Well, yeah, but if they can find a way to make that cheaper so it makes even more money.
When they do the daily cartoon series on the Disney Channel, it'll be done in India.
Oh, it'll come soon.
I'm sure. How has Maleficent done? Let's see. It had a production budget of $180 million.
And that was just for Angelina Jolie's mouth. Lips and Botox.
Worldwide, it's made over close to half a billion dollars. So they've made their money back.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everybody else on that cast isn't making a whole shitload of money.
No.
Elle Fanning isn't making anything.
Oh, she's huge.
Miranda Richardson doesn't make anything anymore. She's just happy to be working.
But did she ever make anything? Because she always played those wacky kind of British roles.
Yeah,
and
true.
She was on Blackadder, too. She's hilarious on Blackadder.
Sharto Copley was in it. He was the dude from District 9. And Elysium.
Mmm.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, well, good.
I know, you don't go see movies anymore.
I don't, because there are other people there. You know, if there weren't other people there, I would go.
How many of the DVDs that you've bought recently are still wrapped on the shelf?
All of them.
You just collect them to have them, we know.
Yeah, just so I have them. So, yeah, I get that. I'm not going to open it. I got it. That's all that matters. I just need to have enough toys.
There you go.
Yes.
Let's see. While we're on a Disney roll, let's look at Captain America, since that's officially Disney-ish. Production budget of $170 million worldwide, $710 million.
Ooh.
Holy shit. That's a lot of money. I know that DC is going to put up the Superman Batman movie against the third Captain America.
No.
Marvel's such a juggernaut now. You don't want to fuck with them.
Interesting.
Did you see, speaking of DC, did you see that Jason Momoa is going to be Aquaman in Batman versus Superman?
That's kind of interesting. Isn't he a little ethnic for that?
You know, here's what I'm thinking. They redid Aquaman a couple years ago where he had long blonde hair and a beard.
Yeah.
And they gave him a trident and supposed to be like a real ass kicker. And that's probably the version they're going to go for.
But I don't see Jason Momoa as blonde.
No, I don't think they go blonde with him. I think they leave him dark hair and they're just...
So like, it's a dark-haired Aquaman?
It's an adaptation.
Why would you do that?
Why that's would like you put... all the Justice League characters in a Batman Superman film.
Why would that's like having a black Superman? You just don't do that. There aren't any black people on Krypton. Well, there aren't any people on Krypton at this point. Still.
That's true. That's true.
Don't mess with our shit, okay? Stop it. Just stop it, DC. Stop it.
I mean, they, at this point, they might as well just fucking call this Justice League.
They may as well, because it's so close. Unless it's going to be one of those movies where in like the last 10 minutes all these people show up in a cameo.
Oh, it better not be.
Or even worse, it shows up after the credits.
They're all just like gathering in a room somewhere going, we should do something together.
They're all in a what do they have in falafel?
Shawarma.
Shawarma, that's it.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it shawarma in here or is it just me? It's just you.
So you're going to have Aquaman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Lex Luthor, Cyborg.
And Gleek.
Oh, could you imagine?
I would shit myself if Gleek were in the movie. That would be awesome.
And there's a bunch of people that don't have any names next to them, so God only knows who they are.
What could that be?
Yeah. That's just so fucked up. Like, at that point, just save it for the fucking Justice League movie. Don't put it all in Batman versus Superman. It's not going to fit.
Do you think they're afraid that it's not going to work, so they're just going to cram as much of this shit in as they can first?
But that's going to make them fail.
Oh, well.
That'll make it feel worse than anything else.
Maybe they just want to see it on the screen. Say, see, look, we did it. Ha ha. You spent money on this. Ha ha.
I mean, honestly, if it was just Batman versus Superman, you'd probably have a shot at breaking $2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's just laughing at it. I'm sure in Hollywood, if you're an actor and your phone rings and your agent says, I got a call, they want you to be in a superhero movie, they're asking DC or Marvel. And if they say DC, they're probably like, nah, let's wait for Marvel. Because it's a fucking train wreck.
Do you think they say, can I be Batman? And they say no, and they say, never mind.
Yeah, exactly. I'll only do it if I can be Superman.
Pass. Yep.
And I feel bad. Like, the person I feel worst for is Henry Cavill.
Why?
Because he was able to take a dead franchise and breathe life into the character and own it. And now they're just going to ruin it for him.
But was that him, or was that the team behind him?
It's not Zack Snyder, because Zack Snyder is not a good filmmaker. Zack Snyder has a very piss-poor track record when it comes to directing. He's very visual. He's not very performance-based. And, like, Henry Cavill gave a decent performance as Superman, so it had to be... You know, this was like his big break, and he's like, I'm going to be Superman. And then you're like, I don't want to be Brandon Roth.
Well, there you go, because his career took off.
Yeah. See, that's what I worry about for him.
Mm.
It's sad.
He appreciates that you're worried about him.
I'm sure he
does. However, Brandon Roth is a little pissed off that you haven't given him a call yet.
Well.
For that project, because I think he would be great in our Bosom Buddies reboot. You know what? We might be able to get him.
Probably. Probably. Poor Brandon Routh.
Poor thing.
You're going to be Superman for one film, and not even a good film. We're sorry.
And you're going to suck at it.
Yeah. Look, the only reason that you have this is because you kind of look like Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
And we're not even talking like pre-accident Christopher Reeve. We're talking like post.
So he should get one of those Jennifer Grey makeovers so nobody knows who he is.
Get a nose
Didn't
job.
She used to be? No.
Let's see. Well, he's still kind of working on TV now. Oh, poor Brandon. The only thing he's done that is not a TV series was something called Missing William.
And that was?
Oh, he was on Chuck. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the ex. Yeah. He's the bad guy.
I mean, at least, But, I mean, everybody who had any kind of nerd cred ended up in that show. If even in a small cameo.
Sure.
Everybody showed up.
Yep. That was genius.
Yes. Along with the fucking during the show Subway commercials.
Yes.
That was a little sad, but whatever.
Oh, well. Can't always hit home run, can we?
No. But whatever. Here, let's see. Where are all the cameo people? Shit, there's a lot of people on Chuck. Holy crap. Never mind. I ain't got time to fucking look through this.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm still like 3/4 of the way up and I haven't hit anybody that I've known yet.
Hmm.
Except for the weird freaky fat guy who's in everything.
The weird freaky fat guy. The one who's from Borat?
No, he's like the world's biggest like background player or whatever. Like he's been in everything. Every TV show he's like quote unquote guest starred in.
He did
that Super Bowl commercial a couple years ago where he was making out with the hot chick.
Sure.
He's got the big, like, he's got big hair, glasses, okay. Rosacea. He was a member, okay. He was one of the Nerd Herd guys.
Oh, him.
Yes.
Like, he had no lines, right?
Right, and he never spoke.
Right. Never spoke.
No.
And that's what he'll be remembered for, keeping his goddamn mouth shut.
That's right. I do think he wound up with a name, though. Like, they referred to him...
as Bob. Bob the Nerve Herder.
Fernando. That was his name.
Fernando.
Jesse Hyman. He has 73 credits to his name.
I thought you were going to say he's 73 years old.
No. And most of it is like background stuff.
Hey, that's probably good money at some point.
Computer guy. Spectator. Bachelor party attendee. Lap guy. Stumbling student. Well, nerd number one.
I mean, at least whatever he's done has been memorable enough to give him a name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
He was on Better Off Ted. He was in Heroes. Called Comic Shop Customer. Look at that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, well, life goes on.
He was in the original Spider-Man. He was in American Pie 2, which was his first thing. Yeah, he's been in a lot. Oh, he's also had a miscellaneous crew job. What did he do? Oh, he was a stand-in. There you go.
The stand-in.
Apparently there's a documentary about him being filmed called Jesse Hyman, World's Greatest Extra. So there you go.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Good for him.
Yep.
Good for him.
Apparently James Franco is in the documentary. Yes, I've worked with him once, I guess. Whatever.
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 Well.
All right, you got anything else?
Exciting. I got nothing else.
Nothing?
I got nothing.
You have to go to work soon.
Yeah, in about 3 hours. I guess I should have something to eat first.
All right, fine. All right, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can go to our Facebook page and see pictures of Casey Kasem's wife, her ex-wife.
Yes.
Widow, whatever you want to call her. Maybe she could sue them for murder.
Ooh.
Anyway, follow us on Twitter, listen to us on Stitcher. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Bunch of chewy.